This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. 11.8% of American households, that's about 40 million people, experienced food insecurity, which is the lack of financial resources to buy sufficient food at least some of the time in 2017, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. One way of fighting this could be community food forests. Food forests are a far cry from community gardens, as they're not rows and rows of standard plant beds. Instead, they're designed to mimic natural forests using food-bearing trees, roots, greens, vines, and other plants, while making the most of the space available. As a result, food forests are picturesque and calming gathering areas for community members looking to enjoy a piece of nature while picking whatever produce they need for free. We spoke with Giuseppe Tallarico, an agronomist specializing in permaculture, food security, and environmental management systems, who is also the founder and manager of the World Permaculture Association. He said, "The concept behind food forests is that natural forests are highly productive in their own right and totally self-sustainable over extremely long timeframes. So, by following the functional patterns that exist in a natural forest and adapting them to the conditions of light and space that each species need in order to be productive, we can create very low-maintenance production zones that are essentially harvest systems." By mimicking natural patterns in nature as much as possible, the hope is that every species' needs, humans, animals, and plants, will be met in a sustainable way. Although there's some wiggle room for layout based on the local environment, a typical food forest is designed with a canopy of large nut and fruit trees, followed by a lower tree layer of dwarf fruit trees. Next is a shrub layer composed of shrubs that produce berries, followed by a layer of herbs, and then by root crops such as potatoes and carrots. The soil surface is planted with ground cover-specific crops, and finally, a layer of vertical climbers and vines like grapes or kiwis is incorporated. Most of these spaces aren't even all that huge. In fact, when it opens, Atlanta's urban food forest at Brown's Mill will be the city's first and the largest in the U.S. at 7.1 acres. That's about 2.8 hectares. Even better, food forests are often planned to make use of previously wasted space. The Dr. George Washington Carver Edible Park in Asheville, North Carolina, took over an area once occupied by a trash heap. And the Glendale Community Garden in West Akron, Ohio, was created on a vacant lot, an all-too-common eyesore in cities across the country. It's not unusual for community churches, schools, and governments to establish food forests of whatever size they can manage with the help of civic organizations and volunteers. But one food forest in a given city isn't going to totally eradicate the issue of hunger, of course. The Atlanta Urban Food Forest is one prong of a citywide effort to make healthy food accessible to 85% of city residents by the year 2022. We spoke via email with Mike McCord, a forest ranger with Trees Atlanta. He said, the area is a USDA-classified food desert, so benefiting the immediate neighborhood is the primary goal. A group of neighbors manages the community garden and herb area, while Trees Atlanta and other partners manage the orchard and forested sections of the land. Although food forests are free and open to the public, they may ask visitors to only harvest food when forest managers are present to prevent people from accidentally damaging the plants or taking produce that isn't ready yet. The movement is now gaining steam, but food forests took a while to get off the ground. The Asheville Food Forest was the first of its kind in the modern United States, although Tallarico notes that human agroecology systems have been used for ages in many communities, such as those in Java, Bali, New Guinea, and parts of Central and South America. A couple more popped up here and there after Asheville's launch in 1997, but it wasn't until after Seattle's Beacon Hill Food Forest garnered much publicity in 2012 that these projects really started to gain traction. As of 2018, there are more than 70 food forests established across the United States, and thousands more around the world. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other eco-friendly topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.